Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 25th. And the whole week ahead. What a lovely way to start the week. Mercury linked to Uranus. It's the sign of brilliance and ingenuity. And that's what you have now. So if you've got problems or difficulties that you need to overcome, just put your mind to it. But this is also great for a sudden or unexpected journey or planning a trip to somewhere completely unique and totally different. This gives you a real buzz. And here's your Sunday stars. Put the Moon and Saturn together and you've got controlled feelings and emotions. And because of yesterday's beautiful Mercury Uranus, which you'll still be feeling the brilliance and the sparkle and the razzmatazz of that aspect, this means that you can take any ideas or that ingenious streak that you have and put it to good use. Is your Monday stars. With the Moon in Pisces, this is a very psychic, a very spiritual time for you. It's a good time to relax, light your favourite candle, darken the lights, dim your life, and just link to the energy of spirit and anything that you would class as the relaxed and genteel. This is a beautiful time for spiritual engagement. And here's your Tuesday stars. I love Mercury conjunct Saturn for you because it really is the epitome of controlled thinking but also constructive thought. It's great for learning, academic, scientific, but knowledge is very much power. So if you want to do something new with your life and certainly with a new year coming, then it's time for you to promise yourself you're going to learn something big and new for the new year. And here's your Wednesday stars. The Moon's in your sign and the connection, a trine, a lovely aspect to the Sun, makes you and puts you in a social whirl and makes you the one that everybody wants. Your popularity will know no bounds now. So the more people that you can meet, the more people you can connect with, the better. It will open up all kinds of opportunities and lucky streaks in times to come. And here's your Thursday stars. Wow, so many aspects going on and all links to the Moon in your sign. In fact, they're all very positive and powerful energies around you now. So this can put you in a class of your own. And being at the center of all attention now is great. And even if you're not in the middle of things, even on the periphery, you are in a position of prominence where everybody wants you and need your advice. You are the one. And here's your Friday stars. Because Mars, your ruler, is going to oppose Uranus, the one big thing about this is slow down and hold your horses. You know, there's the old Aesop's fable, isn't there? The tortoise and the hare. And in the end, it was the tortoise that won. Why? Because he was slower, but he was smarter. And that's the thing you need to understand now. You're pretty smart. And if you use your marbles and you use your brain, you'll be streaks ahead of everyone else.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.